Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, I have a very special guest. I have Dr. Kevin DeYoung, and we are going to give you your dream, Kevin. We are going to send you to a deserted island and let you just read books. So you can take 5 books with you to this deserted island. So let's start. What are you going to take?
Boy, I don't know. This is a lot of pressure. For sure, Turretin.
Excellent.
I'm going to take Turretin. I'm going to take the 3 volumes.
Can I tell you something very quickly?
Yeah.
I was just reading in one of R.C.'s books, a contemporary book on the doctrine of God, and in the back flyleaf, he wrote, every Reformed student should study Turretin.
Yeah.
So he'd be so happy with your first choice.
I know. I could tell all these years that knew that Dr.
Turretin is there. It's like in the background.
So Turretin's there. I'm going to take a hymnal. So I can sing, so I can study.
That's great.
I guess I'll do the Trinity hymnal. It's short that I don't know if I want to, you know, use up, but again, my background and my heritage. Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll take Ursinus's commentary on the Heidelberg Catechism.
So you get the catechism.
I get the catechism.
And
I get the commentary.
And this is Zacharias Ursinus.
That's right.
Who is one of the writers
the principal author of the Heidelberg Catechism. So I'm going to take that. You know, if I haven't finished my dissertation yet, I'm going to take the works of John Witherspoon. If I have, I'll probably want to not see those for a while. But so maybe I'll do that. I don't know how many books I'm up to.
So the one book I remember reading of Witherspoon was his Lectures on Moral Philosophy.
Yeah, that's going to be a longer conversation because he's known chiefly through that book, which was published posthumously. And it's given a little bit of a skewed version of who Witherspoon is. He has some wonderful doctrinal pastoral works, which are well worth reading.
So we've got Turretin. We've got a hymnal, and we will let you append a psalter.
A psalter,
to that hymnal. We have Ursinus' commentary on the Heidelberg Catechism, and we've got the works of Witherspoon.
That's
so
right.
So one last choice.
I want something really long. You know, I'm a...
You can choose a novel, too.
Oh, a novel.
Bob Godfrey took with him War and Peace.
Okay, I don't want to do that, though. I don't want War and Peace. I mean, I'm tempted to say The Complete Works of Shakespeare. That would seem to be a noble thing. But how about instead, if there's got to be a complete volume of P.G. Woodhouse.
There you go. We will let that go on your eye.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
So let's go back and pick up just very briefly. What attracted you to Witherspoon?
So I was thinking about doing a doctoral program and decided to do church history for a number of reasons. At that time, I was reading on religious liberty. That's been a big topic in our country. And I was looking at our founders and history and Constitution. And so I came upon Witherspoon. So I started reading who he was, and I thought, he is kind of a fun, irascible sort of fellow, and I didn't know all this, and I didn't know he was the only clergyman to sign the Declaration of Independence, all this stuff.
A forgotten founder,
founder, and then his satirical works when he was a minister in Scotland, lampooning the moderate party there. I really like this guy, and there wasn't a whole lot written on him, so I thought, I would like to study him, I could learn about him, and it's been fascinating. It's helped me learn more about the Scottish Enlightenment, about the Great Awakening, about late Reformed Orthodoxy, about early Princeton, and it's a lot in there. Yeah.
Well, that's great. We look forward to that. One thing you can do is leave one of your books behind on this deserted island for future deserted island inhabitants. What one book of yours
would
you leave?
I'm not going to leave Crazy Busy because you're on the island. You have nothing to do.
You finally have free time.
Yeah. I'm not going to leave Just Do Something because you can't do anything. So you're taking out all my bestsellers, okay? Now, these people are going to return to civilization
eventually. Get, like you, also.
Yeah, they're going to return.
You'll be able to come back.
Then I think I would leave the Hole in Our Holiness.
I was hoping you would say the Hole in Our Holiness.
Yeah.
Thank you for that book, by the way. And thank you for being with us.
Great questions.
5 Minutes in Church History.
Always good to be with you.
I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. And as we close out this week's episode, I have a few lines from the poet George Herbert, writing in the early 1600s. He wrote, "King of glory, King of peace, I will love thee. Though my sins against me cried, thou didst clear me. And alone, when they replied, thou didst hear me. 7 whole days, not 1 in 7, I will praise thee."